A players want their opinions and their perspectives to be valued. They want to be able to give input on situations. And so when you work on yourself as that leader who doesn't react off the cuff, but who takes a more thoughtful, let's figure this out approach to situations, you will find it over time, it's easier for you to attract A players to your team. And all of that flows out to the reputation on the street, the word on the street about what it's like to work for you. You work hard in your business. On the Profit by Design podcast, we ask the big question. What has your business done for you lately? Hi, I'm Dr. Sabrina Starling. I'm the business psychologist, the author of the 4-Week Vacation and the How to Hire the Best series, as well as the founder of Tap the Potential, where we coach entrepreneurs like you to design sustainably profitable businesses that give you more time for what matters most and more money in your bank account than ever. Because after all, we believe work supports life, not the other way around. Weekly on the Profit by Design podcast, we bring you tips, tools, and strategies from our own experiences and from the experiences of our guests who are entrepreneurial thought leaders and real life entrepreneurs, all to support you in making intentionally profitable and sustainable business decisions to live the lifestyle you desire. Do you have open roles that you're struggling to fill in your business? If so, you're not alone. If you're like the majority of small business owners, you could be using outdated, even haphazard hiring methods that are not getting you the results you want. And what do I mean when I say haphazard? Well, I mean, you create a job ad, you get it out there, and you just interview whoever shows up and you pick the best out of the people who show up. That's a haphazard hiring method, and that sets us up to mishire 75% of the time. There's a better way to hire. There's a way to hire where you are aware of who the A players are that you want to attract, and you're tuning in to the psychology of those A players. I want to dig deep with you on this and share what's working right now for hiring A players based on the understanding of what it is that A players want in a job. It's not what everyone else is advertising. It's not all those perks and benefits that you see out there. There's more, and we're going to get into it. And it's actually something that is easier for you as a small business owner to deliver than you might be thinking it is. Join me in my upcoming webinar, What's Working Now, Hire the Best and Grow Your Team of A Players. Go to tapthepotential.com/hire the best. Profit designers, today on the podcast, we are continuing with our hiring focus. Hiring is such a challenge right now for small business owners. I'm having so many conversations with business owners who are feeling the pain. Just the other day, I had someone that I spoke with who said on Monday, two team members resigned, and it was just due to going somewhere else for higher wages. And I want you to know you don't have to have that experience, even if you can't afford to pay, you know, significantly higher wages than what others are offering. There are creative ways to attract and retain A players to your team. So many small business owners have intangible perks. And the intangible perks are those things that your team members value about working for you that go beyond the money. Oftentimes, it's the intangible perks that will retain A players to your team over time. One of the biggest intangible perks that you could be developing and making more of in your business is the opportunities for the role that someone comes into to be a stepping stone in their career. A players are seeking opportunities for advancement. Even in your entry level roles, you have the opportunity to create those opportunities for advancement. The training and the experience that someone has, maybe they're a college student and they're coming in and they're only going to be with you for a year or two, and it's a short period of time. Look at what's going on in that role. What are they getting exposed to in that role that gives them experience that sets them up for success later in life and in their career. And I'll give you an example from our own experience here at Tap the Potential. We're currently bringing on a success concierge. This is a person who is going to be doing entry level connecting and relating on our sales team. And so on the one hand, it looks like, well, this is entry level work. Why would someone want to do this? Well, one candidate said to me, I know that if I am in this role, I am getting a front row seat to top-notch business education, and I want to have my own career. I want to be an entrepreneur, and I want to have my own business in a few years. And what better way, after I finish what I'm studying in college, what better way to set myself up for success than to be in this role and to get the training that I would get from Tap the Potential and the exposure to working with business owners across different industries? And he said, not just any business owners, but you guys work with successful business owners who are growing. And so I would learn from that, and I would learn from the training that you all at Tap the Potential provide. So that is something for you to think about in your own business. Maybe you're not providing business education and coaching and mentoring, but whatever you're doing could be a stepping stone through the experience that someone gets. It could be a stepping stone on their career journey. And along those lines, I want you to think about something else, and that is developing training for your team members. And if you have an entry-level role, and almost all of us do in our businesses, we have these entry-level roles where there's just naturally going to be higher turnover. So you want to look at how can you streamline the training that you're providing in those entry-level roles so that it's systematized, someone else besides you can deliver it, and it can happen with a plan in place and very little ongoing mental effort and time and exertion. So can you create videos of the things that you're repeatedly training? Can you create checklists? I highly recommend that you have checklists and utilize video, because when somebody is brand new to your business and they're learning all kinds of new things, it's very easy to forget the details. And the checklists give your team members confidence that they are doing what is needed and that they're not overlooking anything. Having a clear training outline really simplifies the training that you're doing. So when you're bringing on a team member into a role, think through, what does success look like in this role at the end of year one? And don't base it on what's a warm body doing for you at the end of year one. Really think through, if I have an A player in this role, and they're working from their strengths and they're delivering results, what results am I seeing from them? That starts to give you a direction to head with the training that you're creating for them. And then back that up and think about, okay, well, what am I seeing from them at 9 months in and 6 months in, 30 days in, week one and day one, and lay out all of those expectations of what you're looking for from them. That will also increase their confidence. Confidence when you're training and onboarding a team member, that's the name of the game. You want your team members to have confidence. You're setting them up to start to think on their own. And if they don't feel confident, they won't do the thinking on their own. They won't do their own problem solving. So when you build confidence in your team members from the very beginning, you're going to see much better results in what they're delivering, and you're going to see them getting to the point where they can work independently much faster. So bear in mind that everything that you're doing to create a great training and onboarding experience supports you in being a great place to work for your team members. Any chaos that you are taking out of their experience working for you supports what they're going to experience and what they're going to be out there saying about your business, the word on the street about their experience working with you. So if you have team members who are having a very chaotic experience in their work, and maybe they go to a barbecue on a Friday evening and they start talking to their friends, and one friend says, yeah, man, I had a terrible week. My boss was a jerk, blah, blah, blah. And then the other friend pipes up and says, yeah, me too, blah, 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 and shares what happened in their workplace. You want your team member to be the one that says, oh my gosh, listening to you guys talk makes me feel I'm so grateful for what I experience at my work, because things run smoothly around here. Even when something goes wrong, nobody gets flustered, and we all sit down and try to figure it out and how to make it better in the moment, and then how to make it better going forward. That's the kind of word on the street that you want about your business. And when you have that going on, it happens because of what's happening internally in the business and your leadership, how you react and how you handle things. It all flows from the top. And so one of the best things that you can be doing to attract and retain your A players is to look at how can we make things flow more smoothly around here for our clients and customers, and also for our team members. So many small business owners really get focused on taking care of the client and customer and don't put enough attention on, well, what are our team members experiencing as we're delivering a great experience to our clients and customers? If you're putting a lot of pressure on your team to, when they make a mistake or they screw something up, and in your mind, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're going to tick off this really good customer with what they've done. And so you react to that. When you react in that way, you're possibly damaging your relationship with your A players that you've worked really hard to attract. And so what I want you to hold is the belief that your team members are doing the best they can in any given moment. Now, if you've hired A players, you're going to have much more confidence that the best they can in any given moment is going to be performance that you're pleased with. If you have warm bodies on your team, it's quite likely that the best they can in any given moment is never going to make you happy. And so you really want to look at how can you replace them and hire people who are more in alignment with your core values and your immutable laws. And then also look at, okay, if I'm upset about what's going on here, what systems need to be improved to prevent whatever's happening right now in the moment that I don't like? Always go to the systems first before you look at the people involved and ask yourself, how can we improve our systems? And better yet, ask the team members who have been impacted what systems improvements are needed, because that's often where you're going to get the best feedback and the best opportunities to improve. And when you handle things that way, you're coming at it from a mindset of curiosity rather than judgment. And that mindset of curiosity is always around what's possible now, what opportunities do we have, how do we learn from what's happened, how do we improve. What you'll see is your team members become more and more confident in bringing problems to you that are impacting customers. And then you have the opportunity to ask your team members, well, what ideas do you have for us to fix this? And this is all part of what makes your business attractive to A players, because A players want their opinions and their perspectives to be valued. They want to be able to give input on situations. And so when you work on yourself as that leader who doesn't react off the cuff, but who takes a more thoughtful, let's figure this out approach to situations, you will find it over time, it's easier for you to attract A players to your team. And all of that flows out to the reputation on the street, the word on the street about what it's like to work for you. So as I'm talking about this, and you are starting to envision what it would be like to be considered a great place to work by your team members and what it would be like to be considered an employer of choice in your area, I really want to encourage you that no matter what hiring challenges you've had to this point, those do not have to define your experience going forward as an employer. At Tap the Potential, we've brought in so many business owners who've struggled. They've told me they had hiring PTSD because they've had so many bad experiences bringing on team members. And We have taught them strategies to position the business to be an employer of choice and to be a great place to work for the A players that they've wanted on their teams. And so the key really is in understanding the psychology of A players, because it's very different than your typical team members. And so if you've had a lot of warm body team members and a lot of disappointing experiences with team members, it may be very hard for you to even wrap your head around how do A players think and how do they operate in the world. You want to know that so that you can align your recruiting efforts to attract A players. But beyond just the recruiting, you want to start aligning the whole onboarding and team development experience that your A players have in your business with the psychology of A players. So I'm going to be diving deep into that in my upcoming livenar called What's Working Now to Hire the Best and Grow Your Team of A Players. That's just coming up in a few weeks. So make sure you're signed up for that. It's a free livenar because I want to support you in having those A players on your team, because it makes such a huge difference in your own experience of owning the business, but also it creates a tremendously improved experience for your customers and clients that you're taking care of and serving through your business. And one of the beautiful things that starts to happen when you have a team of A players is things that used to feel hard and challenging and things that used to be frustrations for you, they just start to go away. So be sure you're signed up for this livenar. Go to tapthepotential.com/hirethebest. That's tapthepotential.com/hire the best. I'd love to see you on there. And during the livenar, it's called a livenar, not a webinar. The reason I call it a livenar is because it's live. We're going to interact. It's going to be a closed door Zoom training, and you'll be able to bring your questions and the challenges that you have, and I'll be able to answer your questions for you to support you in your hiring. So let's circle back to those intangible perks that A players value so much. There's a significant opportunity that you have to offer an intangible perk that will be highly attractive to A players, and that's the opportunity for training and development on it, both in the technical skill area that they're focusing on, but also in their leadership and personal development. And one of the things that I think is really interesting is sometimes we have that question of, well, if I train them and they leave, that investment that I've put into training them goes away. I don't benefit from that. And I've heard a couple of fun responses to that question. One of those fun responses is, well, what if you don't train them and they stay? I mean, right? That's even worse. But the reality is when you invest in your team members' training and development, and they do leave, you have an opportunity to celebrate that. You have an opportunity to put it in your newsletter, on your social media, that you have a team member who came in at entry level and they've been with you for 3 years, and now they've decided to go off to college and they're pursuing, you know, whatever is important to them, and just celebrate that. Or maybe they go out and start their own business. And I know that feels really painful, like, oh my gosh, I've just trained my competitor. At the same time, you have an opportunity to celebrate that someone has come to work for you. They've learned business skills and they have what they need to be able to be successful in their lives. And if you have someone who leaves and you feel like, wow, I've trained my competitor, remember that your business, if you've done the work and you've got a clearly defined sweet spot in an area of innovation, and that's how you're totally unique, no one is going to be able to replicate that. And what I think is so interesting is we think about, well, they're going to just be able to leave and take all the knowledge and the way we do things here and set it up for themselves. Think about how many years you've spent developing your business and your systems and your marketing and all those things. No one can go out solo and set that up right away. So you're always going to be miles ahead, and you have a strong reputation for your sweet spot that no one, even a former team member, can't compete with, just simply because they don't have all the dedicated resources and time and systems that you've put in place already in your business. So a lot of employers give lip service to opportunities for advancement, and I really encourage you not to be one of those employers, but really lay out what are the actual opportunities for advancement for an A player on our team, and specify the results that you need to see from them in what period of time in order for them to move up or to be eligible for really cool training opportunities that you offer. A couple of things that we offer at Tap the Potential for our clients to support them in developing their team members. We have our new Dream Manager program, and the Dream Manager is that opportunity for your team members to identify and work on their dreams. And what's so cool about that is your team members experience you, the business owner, as supporting them in pursuing their dreams. And the Dream Manager also consists of a lot of personal development and leadership development for your team members. So it's a way to reward them and acknowledge them for good work in your business. And so it may not be something that you offer to a brand new team member because you want some time with them. You want to really see how they're going to perform. But that might be something that you say, you know, at the end of 6 months with us or at the end of a year with us and you've met these criteria, then you're eligible to go through our Dream Manager program. And that makes you very different as an employer. And what I like about that is it's not a risk that you have to take up front on a brand new team member because you really don't know. Even if you've done all the legwork and done a great job of screening them as you're interviewing and checking references, you still need some time with them on the job to know how they're really going to perform. The other opportunity that we have at Tap the Potential is our Leadership Bootcamp program. And that's a 6-week program that really supports our clients who are honing in on their sweet spot and designing their business to be sustainably profitable. This is where we teach your team member all the strategy that we're teaching you, the business owner, so that your team members become more like strategic thinking partners in the business, and they support your effort on what you're doing to make the business more profitable and a great place to work. A lot of times, the A players in our clients' businesses take a lot of pride in being the leader and showing other team members, this is how we do it here. And we teach them to do that in our Leadership Bootcamp program. So I want to share the link for you if you're interested in either of those. So Dream Manager is tapthepotential.com/Dream Manager. And our Leadership Bootcamp program is at tapthepotential.com/leadership. We're doing a lot at Tap the Potential in the coming months to support you in this development of your A players and positioning yourself to be a great place to work. So keep coming back to the podcast. We have more episodes coming up. Next week is episode 200. We're celebrating in a big way. We have a very special guest who's coming onto the podcast. She was on the podcast previously talking about the massive, I mean, massive hiring challenges that she was having. She has done things. She's done some very innovative things to resolve those hiring challenges. And you're going to get to listen. And I think it will really inspire you for what's possible for yourself as you take these small steps forward in a consistent direction. They really can lead to big change, big transformation in your business over time. So remember, if you've struggled with hiring to this point, that does not have to be your reality going forward. Imagine what it would be like for you if you have a pipeline of people wanting to come to work for you. Many of them are A players, and you get to pick and choose, and you get to grow your team with a team of A players. What an amazing experience. Thank you for spending time with us today. Join our conversation in the Entrepreneurs Take Your Life Back Facebook community at tapthepotential.com/group. Share your aha moments from today's episode, ask me questions, and join in on the fun with your fellow entrepreneurs on the journey to designing sustainably profitable businesses that give you more time for what matters most and more money in your bank account than ever. And finally, share today's episode with a friend if you know a friend who would enjoy it. This is real life business. Keep your chin up. Keep moving forward. You got this. If you've gotten value from today's show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you are a repeat listener of the podcast, know that we greatly appreciate you at Tap the Potential. And to that end, I have a request. Please consider leaving us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. Our reviews help other entrepreneurs like you to find us. Be a part of our movement to help entrepreneurs take your life back from your business.